Tuesday is Independence Day, and people across the nation are on the move for the holiday. Whether by air or by car, Matt Gillum reports travelers should budget in some extra time to reach their 4th of July destinations.
Independence Day means fireworks, Uncle Sam, barbecues, and of course, Stars and Stripes Forever. But the holiday is increasingly synonymous with getaways.
Well, 44.2 million Americans are going to be hitting the road. Idahoans are going to represent about 221,000 of those travelers.
Matthew Condi is the public affairs manager at AAA Idaho. He says popular destinations for those making the most of what could be a particularly long holiday weekend include national parks. With parks a sizable distance away, Condi says be prepared for your long-haul drive.
The most common things we see this time of year are flat tires, dead batteries, and lockouts. Make sure you have your key in the pocket, make sure your tires are in great shape, and make sure your battery is holding a good charge.
Those flying should allow a bit of extra time at the airport as some 3.4 million Americans take to the skies to get to their holiday destinations. Finally, Condi says AAA realizes it's a holiday and people will be celebrating. He emphasizes not mixing alcohol with driving or outdoor activities.
At least in excess, we don't want to add alcohol to the mix and create a very dangerous situation. We got to be somewhat practical about the fact that everyone wants to have a good time.
AAA expects this to be the most traveled 4th of July on record. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.